that's what he called it. If you didn't make an eggnog out of it, you drank it barefooted.
Is that right?
That's whiskey. But when you drank coffee, it didn't put no sugar and no milk in it, or cream, or whatever you want to put in it. Or then they call it black coffee.
I see. I've got some more questions on this. When you went to the store, how would you, the money exchange? Would you pay, or could you run a bill, or how would you?
Well, at that time, when we'd go to the store, why, we'd pay it every fall. We'd have it charged, in other words, credit. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the fall, we'd get our crop, and we'd go pay our...
For the whole year?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would the fellow at the store say, now, I want to see you next week because your bill is...
No, sir.
...due, or...
No, sir. He waited till you gather your crop. Mm-hmm. And you go in and pay. Now, if you was dodging him, that's called a man that's dodging you. In other words, they claim that you don't intend to pay him. It's what you call dodging. Mm-hmm. But if you don't dodge him, well, then he won't say nothing to you. Mm-hmm. At that time, back then. But now, if you run a... No, you didn't want to come in this early part of this.
Well, go ahead. I'm interested in how things changed and about what time.
Well, now then, if you say that I'm bad to do it yet myself, I go down to the store. I say, well, Mr. I said, I want you to, can you carry me for a month at a time? Yes. Well, at that month, she's looking for that money. And if you don't get it, then she'll say, you can't get nothing until you pay this.
Mm-hmm. And she said, did she say it's due certain times?
Yes, sir. At the end of the month.
I see.
Yes, sir. And back then, they paid every year.
Mm-hmm. It must have been hard for them to keep track of who owed what and how much.
No, sir, when you bought it, they had a big book. They put down the articles you bought. And when you go to pay off, they call every bit of that off to you.
Before
I bought this place, man I live with, Mr. Oscar, Miss Mildred up here at Oxford. She's still living, his wife here. Well, that's the way we done it. I share working with him. And Ever fall, I'd go up to pay him, sell my cotton, whatever I had to, sell. Then I'd go up to pay him, and he'd sit down and call off every article that I'd got.
So you,
then when he called it off, you remembered every bit of it as you go down. What date you got it,
Did when you paid off there in the fall, did he give you something to show he appreciated it?
Oh, yes, sir. He'd wait for Christmas to give us it.
Oh, he would?
Yes.
He wouldn't give it to you?
Not then.
When you paid your bill?
No, sir.
Somebody
said... Sometimes, now, when I'd pay my bill, sometimes he'd say, you owe me $200 and a quarter. Just say $200 and a quarter. Pay me $200.
Oh, that's how he'd do it.
He'd do that. Or sometimes he'd just go ahead and take it off. And when Christmas come, well then, I've got over a mound of $45. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What would he, would you come home and tell your wife that he gave you such and such?
Oh, yes, sir.
I mean, did you have a name for that? It sounds like a...